$87 billion is an astounding sum of money. Certainly, the American people aren't asked to spend such a jaw-dropping sum very often. And what Senator Collins and I are saying, and what we hope to get the Senate to say next week, is that the federal government should be as accountable for its spending as the typical American has to be. And my constituents are unwilling to write a blank check for Iraq when they're worried that their own checks for their family bills might be returned stamped insufficient funds. And with family budgets and the federal budget so tight, from Bend, Oregon to Bangor, Maine, Americans want their government to turn every single penny over twice. I'm telling you, I was home, I'm sure Senator Collins was home, just recently. I mean, $87 billion is an astounding, eye-popping sum of money. And we've got to make sure that there is a new focus on accountability. That's what we'll be trying to do in a bipartisan way next week. What I think is the priority I hear from my constituents, and that is to get on top of this $87 billion, this huge sum of money that has the American people certainly, you know, questioning where it's going to go at a time when they can't afford schools and health services and the like. That's going to be our focus on the floor of the Senate.